The chore of daily man-feeding has always haunted women. If you hate slaving away in the kitchen on demand and want a life, you should hunt for a self-feeding man. But beware, some guys are on to you. The pseudo-self-feeder, for example, cooks only to impress VIPs and you on the first date. He belongs to a cooking club, which he joined to pick up on women. Did you meet him there? He knows how to whip up only a few esoteric recipes, like palau and fruit bat soup. Nobody knows how it's supposed to taste. His habitat displays miraculously new and shiny gourmet tools, but his microwave is filthy. Under his designer potholders, you'll find stacks of used TV dinner tins. If you absolutely never want to cook, try the obsessive-compulsive self-feeder. He manages the kitchen like a pharmacy, bottles and cans color-coded and cross-indexed in a file. His stove, recipes, grinder, chopper, measuring spoons, and apron are all computerized. You are allowed to touch nothing. All you have to do is eat and shut up. Watch out, though, for the weird diet self-feeder who buries strange vegetables and grainy goo in green powder and black sauce. He might try to feed you such a meal. Clues include baggies full of noxious but non-smokable herbs, brownish smoothies in the fridge, and seaweeds slithering in slime. Likewise, the bodybuilder self-feeder packs his habitat with 100-pound sacks of pasta and case upon case of protein powder. If you're dumb enough to dine at his pad when he's carving up for some athletic event, he'll serve you nothing but a great mound of plain white spaghetti. Any sauce you scratch in his fridge will reek of mold. But don't lose heart. The wonderful Taco Bell self-feeder type is perfectly content, as long as he strays no further than a block from a Taco Bell. You'll never have to cook. But don't ever drag him to some far-off beach without an ample taco takeout supply. The withdrawal is not pretty. Finally, don't let the seemingly perfect bachelor self-feeder fool you just because he actually knows how to cook regular, everyday, edible food as well as you do. He learned this in the Navy. Before you thank the heavens for having bagged such an elusive prize, be forewarned. His equitable sharing of cooking and cleanup self-destructs the day he bends his knee and offers you his ring. Honeymoons cause kitchen amnesia, curable only by divorce. Slim pickings, you betcha.